anxiety can be challenging emotions to deal with. They can also often arise from feelings of uncertainty, insecurity, or even a sense of just not fitting in. In a society where certain ideals or norms are promoted as the right way of being or doing things this kind of way, it's easy to feel like we, speaking of myself, don't measure up, or we don't feel like we belong into these type of molds. This can be especially true in such industries like yoga and wellness, where there may be certain expectations around what a teacher should look or sound like. It's great to hear that you're working on your detachment, like me, from these fears and anxieties, and that, you know, my true thing is that I want to find strength in my own unique perspective and identity. That's what I've been working on. Hopefully you're working on it. Maybe we can work on it together. I'm just saying, I'm here for you. Bringing spirituality and my type of personal touch to class is a great way for me to stand out and make a positive impact on students, especially if we're feeling, processing, or going through things. I try to remember that everyone has their own journey. That's what works for one person, not everybody, but ultimately in community, this is where we're at. I want to say that it's important to stay true to yourself and your values, even in the face of external pressures or expectations. I've been doing this, I'm telling you. And by listening to your heart and staying connected to your truth is where you and I will find great strength and courage to overcome fears and anxieties. Honestly, listening to your heart can make a positive impact for you and the people around you. So I want to tell you, I got you. I support you. I see you because I am you. Let's work together. I'm here for you.